The United States Weather Bureau has devised a new radar map service throughout the United States and is conducting experiments to make up-to-date weather charts available all over the world through satellite transmissions. The new domestic system transmits instant weather radar pictures through ordinary telephone channels to recipients who simply dial the proper number. The system is similar to automatic answering devices. Instead of getting a recorded message, the dialer connects his picture receiver to the line and gets the latest radar scope picture of an area stretching some 200 kilometers in all directions from the radar station. A new picture may be received once every 90 seconds. The instant radar weather map service is expected to be beneficial to weather stations all over the nation, especially to storm lookout centers, to all aspects of aviation, to farmers, and to television stations that specialize in detailed weather reporting. A facsimile receiver is required to receive the radar pictures, however, and these do cost up to about $7,000 each. Using similar facsimile transmission methods, the Weather Bureau, in cooperation with the National Space Agency, is planning to relay weather maps, charts, and photographs to receiving stations throughout South America and most of North America, Africa, and Western Europe. This experiment is called WEFAX, W-E-F-A-X, for Weather Facsimile Experiment, and is scheduled to begin in September. Weather information is to be relayed by the space agency's ATS-3 experimental satellite to ground stations equipped to receive other weather transmissions from the ESA and Nimbus weather satellites. The WEFAX experiment is to include transmission of processed weather data, where earlier automatic picture transmission instruments on the ESA and Nimbus satellites delivered only simple cloud cover pictures, as seen from cameras on the orbiting satellite. The WEFAX information to be transmitted will include charts, maps, predictions, tabulations, and cloud cover photographs, all selected according to its usefulness by receiver stations within range. This is Rhett Turner.